Good morning. I'll be reading from 1st Exodus, the 22nd verse, and the 2nd chapter to the 10th verse. May the Lord add a blessing to reading of his holy word. Then Pharaoh gave this order to all his people. Every boy that is born, you must throw into the river, but let every girl live. Now a man of the house of Levi married a Levite woman, and she became pregnant and gave birth to a son. When she saw that he was a fine child, she hid him for 3 months. But when she could hide him no longer, she got a papyrus basket for him and coated it with tar and pitch. Then she placed the child in it and put it among the reeds along the bank of the Nile. His sister stood at a distance to see what would happen to him. Then Pharaoh's daughter went down to the Nile to bathe, and her attendants were walking along the river bank. She saw the basket among the reeds and sent her slave girl to get it. She opened it and saw the baby. He was crying, and she felt sorry for him. "This is one of the Hebrew babies," she said. Then his sister asked Pharaoh's daughter, "Shall I go and get one of the Hebrew women to nurse the baby for you?" "Yes, go," she answered. And the girl went and got the baby's mother. Pharaoh's daughter said to her, "Take this baby and nurse him for me, and I will pay you." So the woman took the baby and nursed him. When the child grew older, she took him to Pharaoh's daughter, and he became her son. She named him Moses, saying, "I drew him out of the water." Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for the message and the messenger. We thank you for Mother's Day, the special day, those mothers who are here, those mothers to be, and those mothers who've gone on to glory. We thank you for their sacrifices. We thank you for their blessing. And we thank you for the love they've given us throughout our lives. In Jesus' name, amen.
Mother's Day once again, and happy Grandmother's Day. While I was saying to myself, what should I remember about my mom and my grandmother? And believe it or not, there are things in life that you don't forget. And I believe that what my mom and my grandmother told me about the Armenian suffering and massacre has stayed in my mind. When my mother was about 7 years old and my grandmother was pregnant with my uncle, the genocide started. And my grandmother walked from where they were to the sea, pregnant with a child. Many mothers were abandoning their children. Many mothers were giving up their children. And while they were walking, they saw tens of thousands of people dead and children thrown. And yet my grandmother said, "If I am going to be killed, that's fine. But I want to carry my baby and I want to have my child with me." So they walked until the sea where some Greek ships were there to pick them up and brought them to Athens, Greece. So I believe my grandmother showed what a real mother is like. And that has stayed in my family's memory. And I believe my grandchildren and my children will remember that, where they came from. We live in difficult days. I've heard the expression repeated time after time. This is a phrase that we often hear, or should I say, is a mantra repeated day after day. And you hear that not only in difficult countries. You hear that in Montreal. Mothers that have been left to raise children will find it very difficult to raise children on their own, by themselves, and provide the best possible education and food and clothing. And it is difficult. But let's look in the Bible, in our biblical history, for another example of a difficult time. This story is found in Exodus chapter 2, verses 1 to 10. A bad time to have children, or rather to have boys. We read in Exodus 1:22, Pharaoh gave this order to his people, every boy that is born, you must throw it in Nile. When a boy was born to this godly family, joy turned to fear and sadness. This family was in difficult times. All male babies were under death sentence. But this mother acted in faith and trusted God and did her part to protect her son. There was evil around them, so she wanted her son to be protected and safe from evil. While they were throwing the boys in the currents of the river Nile to their death, the parents of Moses hid him in their home and in God's protection and care, as long as they could, and did all they could do. When I read this portion, I thought of a few things, and I'm going to share them with you. When they looked around, they saw disaster. When this mother and father saw what was happening to the little babies, they were really being thrown to death in the river to die. And this wasn't an easy thing. This was something that was happening all around them. And today I look around me, and you know what? Forgive me for comparing that with today. I believe little babies are being thrown out. I believe children are being abandoned. I believe that sin is all around us. And I believe the children may not be in danger of being thrown in the St. Lawrence River, but they are being thrown to the river of sin and corruption. And parents say, there's nothing I can do about it. And parents say, this is the society we live in. And the parents say, there is such a corruption that our children don't know what to do. And it's true. And there is corruption, and there is sin, and there is a mentality, a culture that will say, well, there's nothing we can do about it. And so many parents will give up, and they will allow the kids to go down the drain or down the currents of sin. And then they will say, there's nothing I can do. And yet you had this mother and father, and I'll emphasize mother this morning, this mother who, she looked around and she did see the corruption. Yes, she did see the death lurking all around her. Yes, she knew that eventually they will come and get her baby and kill that baby. And yet she did not give up. This mother said, I'll do everything I can in my power to protect this child. And this child was protected. This mother hid him in their home. I believe one of the things we have forgotten how to do is hiding our children from the currents of corruption. We have not spend enough time to protect our children from the currents of sin and selfishness. We have come up with ideas, and again, forgive me if your child is being taken care of at the nursery or somewhere else, because the society has made it almost impossible for a single mother or single father to look after the kids and pay for the bills. But this is, I'm talking about our world today is difficult. And yet you have this mother that hid the child. And she put herself in danger of being killed herself. But that wasn't enough. She put that child into the hands of God. She believed in God. She trusted God. And she offered that child to God. That's exactly what we did this morning. Rafa is a good example of dedicating this child to God, putting this child into the ark of protection. And they did that for as long as they could and did all they could do. They kept him away from Nile. And when they could no longer keep him at home, they brought him to the current of Nile, but not before his mother prepared him for the trip. You know, eventually, this child was brought up where all the other children were dying or being killed. They did not hide him somewhere, but they prepared him for the eventuality of ending up in the river. And God gave them wisdom, and God gave this mother the ability to prepare the child for the eventuality of getting into the world and the pressures and the corruption of the world. She made an ark and coated it with tar and pitch and put it along the bank of Nile. Where the other boys were drowning, she prayed and offered her boy to God for his protection. It wasn't easy, but had to be done. She prepared an ark, a little basket. And if you think about it, long time before this happened, God asked Noah to prepare an ark. And he spent a lot of time preparing the ark. And it was because of the ark that the world was saved. You may believe in it or you may not, but I believe every word that I read in the Bible. We either accept every word in the Bible or we should reject the whole thing. We cannot pick and choose. And I believe the Bible and history tells us that that was what happened. And so, just like Noah, this lady, this mother, prepared a little ark, a basket, if you wish. And she took put a great deal of time in preparing it and securing that ark. And I believe that that's what is expected from mothers and fathers, to prepare an ark where their child, where this little baby and the little girl that came forward, to be protected. But how can they be protected if they are not in a protective ark? What about us today? What can parents do? Or rather, what should parents do? We live in a difficult and dangerous time too. Our children are drowning spiritually and physically by the currents of atheism, corruption, immorality, and religious perversions. And you may say religion. Well, religion has been one of the biggest enemies of God. You say you're crazy. Well, think about it. The organized, man-made religion, whatever religion that is, that has excluded God, that has excluded Jesus, God himself who came on this earth, has become a very dangerous place to be. And so you have today atheism, you have corruption, immorality, and religious perversions. And our children are being thrown to the lions as if we are doing. And you say, well, what can I do? We live in a very bad We live in bad times. And it is true. The enemy today is as bad as it was before. Before, at least, they will take the Christians and throw them to the lions. They will pick up the little babies and kill them in the river. And you knew, you could see what was happening. But today, this and worse is happening in front of our eyes, before our eyes, and we sometimes ignore the whole thing and we blame the society. If the mother of Moses had blamed the society and had given up, there would be no Moses. Moses was protected in that small little ark that this mother prepared, and not only prepared to keep him safe in the house, but brought him out. And she trusted that God, in a very miraculous way, will save that son. And God did. The problem may be that we trust ourselves too much. And we trust our religion too much. And we trust our society too much. And we trust our social services too much. And we forget that God is the only one that can be trusted and can save. How then can we protect our children? Pray. I believe these parents must have been praying all the time. They prayed. And I believe these prayers were answered. Very often I've said to my wife, "Do you know why we are blessed?" And I tell her, it's because of our parents who prayed and our grandparents who prayed. Those prayers are being answered today. After 50, 60, 70, 80 years, prayers are being answered. Pray. Pray for your children. Protect them. You say, "How can I protect? I don't have time." So what? What will you do? Will you just throw that child in the river? Or will you allow the enemy to come and take that child and push him into the currents of corruption? What will you do? Will you just sit there and watch and say, "Well, I am providing food"? Yes, Moses' mother and father, they were providing food, but they were providing something more important. Spiritual guidance. And keep our children, brothers and sisters, away from the deadly currents of today's Nile. How much are we doing to prevent our brothers and sisters and our children and grandchildren from ending up in the currents of today's Nile? Which is, you watch television, you look everywhere, uprising, demonstrations, tens and hundreds of thousands of young people have given up. Tens and hundreds of thousands of young people don't see any hope in the future. They look at their parents and they see no hope from their parents. They look at their governments and their governments are helping themselves and they don't care what happens to the children or young people. And now they've lost all respect for authority. We pay for our sins. It is not going to be easy. But it was not easy for Moses' parents also. In Hebrews 11:23, we read, "By faith Moses' parents hid him for 3 months after he was born, because they saw he was no ordinary child, and they were not afraid the king's edict." Every child is not an ordinary child. Every child is a special child given to you, given to us. But we are expected, like the mother and father of Moses, to protect that child. Bring him up in godly ways. The parents of Moses protected him and provided for his needs, even though they knew that their actions were putting them in danger of being punished and even killed. But that did not stop them from doing what was expected from godly parents. What about Christian parents today? Their faith was rewarded when, by God's intervention, the boy was returned to them for a few years, not only for his physical needs and nurture, but especially for his spiritual. And God had it such a wonderful way. God has a sense of humor. The man and his wife who were killing the babies in the river now were supporting the child, Moses, and they were paying for the expenses for him to grow up and become the future leader of the nation that they wanted to destroy. Think about it. The king wanted to kill those special babies. But there was a special baby that his parents made sure that God will be using him for his glory. While his mother was providing food for the body, she was making sure that he was fed spiritually too. She was teaching him about Jehovah God, life and godliness, the law, etc. God was using this godly mother to prepare a special leader for the future salvation of his family and of the nation of out of slavery. You know, this child that we just dedicated, I don't know what is going to happen to this child. Maybe one day he's going to be the prime minister of a country. Maybe he's going to be someone of great importance, a leader. It all depends, I believe, on the parents and us as a Christian family to help this child and to encourage this family and to bring our children to the knowledge of God, to get to know God. Yes, those little instruments in their hands are going to be their enemy. That internet will be the enemy. That computer will be the enemy. Television will be the enemy. Their friends at school will be the enemy. Yes, the river is flowing and the currents are very powerful and our children are jumping in that river and we have given up, or many have given up. But the time has come for the Christian family to come back to very original Word of God. In Moses' case, it took his parents and his sister let's not forget the sister, and I'll come back to what I was going to say. This sister was also part of this event, this plan of God. And I believe brothers and sisters have a role to play in the upbringing of the siblings. In Moses' case, it took his parents, his sister, a princess, and at least two or three other women that accompanied Pharaoh's daughter. There were a bunch of women doing a great work. There was the mother, there was the sister, there was the princess, and there were the women that were accompanying the princess that took care of Moses. God used the family of the king who was planning to destroy the entire nation. This family was surrounded by danger, evil, and death. Very difficult time, we would say, and yet they saved their child by providing protection from evil. It does take a lot of hard work. Yes, it does take a lot of sacrifices for a mother, for a father, to protect the child. Yes, it will be hard for the child. I don't think Moses really enjoyed being in a little ark, in a little basket, probably was crying so loud And yet there was a very holy purpose for all that. And I believe every child is a soul that needs to be helped and saved. As God used the ark in the days of Noah, God used the small ark Moses' mother made to save a nation. And God will use the ark you build for the protection of your loved ones. Actually, we have the saying, or we say, it takes a village to bring up a child. It does take a village to bring up a child. This group is a village. We are protected as long as we trust God. And it will take the entire congregation, it will take an entire Christian community to make sure that a child is protected, that a child is raised in godly ways. It's not only just to feed a child and provide clothing and food, but it is to make sure that this child's soul and spirit is fed and is protected. Let us pray. Father in heaven, we thank you. We thank you for the gift of life. Thank you for our children and grandchildren. We thank you for our mothers and grandmothers, and we thank you for our fathers. But Lord, you expect every one of us to take life seriously. And instead of pleasing our flesh, we must give up some of these pleasures to make sure that our children are protected. Our neighbor's children, in the family of believers, there are many children that need help. Help us to reach out and help the parents and those who need help. And Lord, touch each one of us this morning and bless each one of us, and help us to continue in a difficult life and in this difficult journey to not only protect ourselves, but others too. In your blessed name, I pray. Amen.